Course one, assignment 4 of 4. The synthesis speaking in the voice you are becoming. What catechesis is? Before this sheet tells you what you are about to do, it has to tell you what you are about to become. The two cannot be separated. The assignment that follows is shaped by the role you are being formed for, and you cannot do the assignment well without knowing what the role is. In the year 50 AD, before the New Testament was complete, the early church produced its first instructional document. It was called the Didache, the teaching of the 12 apostles. It covered the way of life and the way of death, the right use of baptism in the Eucharist, how to recognize a true prophet from a false one, and how to govern the community of faith. It was not written for children. It was written for the men and women who would form the next generation of Christians in a world that had never heard the gospel. The Didache was the founding document of a profession, and that profession was catechesis. For the first 4 centuries of the Christian era, the catechist was one of the most important figures in the church. Candidates for baptism spent months, sometimes years, under the instruction of trained catechists who guided them through scripture, doctrine, ethics, and the shape of the Christian life. Augustine of Hippo wrote a full manual on catechetical method in the year 400. The Catechetical School of Alexandria was one of the great intellectual institutions of the ancient world. Men like Origen and Clement of Alexandria held the chair of catechist as a position of scholarly and theological dignity. The catechist was not a children's Sunday school teacher. The catechist was the person responsible for the formation of new Christians at the deepest level the church knew how to form them. You are being formed for that role, not the diminished modern version of it, where catechesis means handing a confirmation pamphlet to a 13-year-old, the actual ancient role restored. The Master of Christian Catechesis is the first professional degree in this restored discipline, and you are at the beginning of it. This synthesis assignment is the first place you practice the role itself, in the form it will take when you finish the program and sit across from another believer who wants to understand the faith. A catechist does 5 things. The early church understood them as one continuous role, not as 5 separate jobs, but they can be named separately so that you can see what you are stepping into. Read each one and notice that you are already doing parts of it without having had a name for it. Instructing new believers in the fundamentals of doctrine, scripture, and the creed. This is the catechist's most visible function. A new believer comes into the faith with questions and gaps and partial understandings. And the catechist's job is to give them the foundations. Who God is, what scripture says about him, what the historic Christian confession of faith looks like, how the pieces fit together. This is teaching, but teaching of a particular kind. It is not lecturing and it is not debating. It is patient, sustained, sit across from the person teaching, that meets the new believer where they are and brings them to a point where they can hold the foundations themselves, preparing candidates for baptism through the catechumenate. In the early church, becoming a Christian was a structured process that took months or years. The catechumenate was the formal training period in which candidates learned the faith, were tested on their understanding, were watched in their conduct, and were prepared to make the public profession of faith that baptism would seal. The catechist guided each candidate through this process, knowing them by name, walking with them through their questions and their stumbles, and presenting them at the end as ready for the waters. The modern church has largely lost the catechumenate as a formal structure, but the pastoral work it represents has not gone away. Every believer who has ever helped another person move from curiosity to commitment has done a piece of what the ancient catechumenate was for: teaching Christian ethics with specific attention to how to live a transformed life, avoid idolatry, and act with Christian love. The catechist is responsible not just for what the new believer knows, but for how they live. Doctrine that does not produce a transformed life has not been catechized properly. The catechist teaches the convert how to think about money, sexuality, work, relationships, conflict, suffering, and the small daily decisions that add up to a Christian life. The teaching is concrete and specific. It is the difference between telling someone the gospel is true and helping them figure out what the gospel means for the conversation they have to have with their estranged brother next Tuesday. Mentoring and modeling as a role model who helps newcomers grow in faith, walk, and relationship with God. The Catechist does not just teach the new believer. The Catechist shows them what a Christian life looks like by living one in front of them. The relationship is mentor to apprentice. The catechumen watches the catechist's prayer, the catechist's marriage, the catechist's response to disappointment, the catechist's patience with people who are difficult. The teaching that happens in formal sessions is reinforced by the teaching that happens when the catechist is not consciously teaching. This is the function that cannot be faked and cannot be outsourced. It requires the catechist to actually be the kind of Christian the catechumen is being formed to become, leading community prayers and assisting in the formation of community life. The catechist is not a private tutor. The catechist serves the church community as a whole, often by leading prayer in the gathered assembly, by helping new believers find their place in the body, and by participating in the life of the church in ways that knit the community together. The early church understood that you cannot form an isolated Christian. Christians are formed in community, and the catechist's work is partly to bring the new believer into the community in a way that holds them. These five functions are the role. By the end of this program, you will have begun to develop the capacities each one requires. Some of them you may already have, in pieces, from your own life and your own faith walk. The 17-year-old reading this sheet may already be instructing a younger sibling who has questions. The 70-year-old reading this sheet may already be mentoring grandchildren and the younger people in their parish, simply by being who they have been for decades. The role is not entirely new to either of you. The program is not building the role from nothing. The program is naming what you are already partially doing, deepening the foundations underneath it, and forming the parts of the role you have not yet practiced. This first course, the soul's legal status, is responsible for one piece of the role. The first three assignments gave you the cross-reference posture and walked you through three worked scenarios in three different vocabularies. You picked one scenario from each. You wrote about each one and recorded a video about each one and answered challenge questions about each one. By the time you reached this sheet, you'd perform the cross-reference move three times in three different territories on material you chose from a menu the textbook supplied. The synthesis assignment is the fourth and final assignment of the course, and it is the place where you begin to develop the first of the five catechetical functions, instructing another believer in the foundations. The other four functions will be developed in later courses. This one starts here. What catechetical voices? You are about to be asked to write something you have not written before in this course, and you may not have written before in your life. The first three papers were academic in form. They had three required parts. They asked you to disclose what you had been told, to walk through the cross-reference work, and to articulate what became visible. The structure was supplied. You filled it in. This paper is different. The structure is not supplied. You are being asked to write how you would explain your three scenarios to another believer in the voice you are beginning to develop, in whatever shape that explanation takes when you sit down to write it. The constraint is the audience and the voice, not the form. Catechetical voice is not a stylistic register. It is not a matter of making your writing warmer or simpler or more accessible. It is a posture toward the person on the other side of the conversation. The catechist who is doing their work well is not trying to demonstrate their own learning. The catechist is trying to help another believer see what the catechist has come to see. The orienting principle is the believer's understanding, not the catechist's performance. This sounds simple and is not. Most people who write about theology are writing in an academic register that they have absorbed from the books they read, and the academic register has a particular shape. It shows the writer's mastery of the material. It uses technical vocabulary, because the technical vocabulary is precise. It builds arguments that other experts can evaluate, and it assumes a reader who is willing to do the work of following the writer wherever the writer goes. None of that is bad. The Academic Register is the right register for many purposes. But it is the wrong register for catechesis, because the catechumen on the other side of the conversation is not an expert and is not willing to do the academic work of following the catechist into the technical apparatus. The catechumen has a real question and needs a real answer in a form they can carry away and use. The catechist's job is to give them the answer in that form. This means several things in practice. It means using the words you would actually use in a conversation, not the words you picked up from the textbook and have not yet made your own. It means being willing to say things in the order they need to be said for a listener who has not been thinking about this for years, even if that order is different from the order the textbook presented them in. It means stopping when you reach a place where the catechumen would naturally stop you and ask, "Wait, what does that mean?" And answering the question right there instead of hoping they will figure it out from context. It means watching in your own writing for the moments when you start to perform rather than to explain and pulling yourself back. A catechetical writer does not erase the technical vocabulary entirely. The cross-reference work in your three scenarios involved words like paradidotai, huiothesia, parakletos, dikaiou, katakrima, and others. These words matter, and the principles you developed in the three subject papers depend on them. A catechetical writer uses the technical vocabulary, but carries the catechumen with them through it, by introducing each technical word with enough context that the catechumen can hold it, by giving the catechumen the legal weight the word carries in language they recognize, and by returning to the technical word later in a way that lets the catechumen feel they are now inside the vocabulary rather than locked outside it. You have probably encountered catechists in your own life who did this well, even if you did not have the name for what they were doing. The teacher who could explain a hard idea in a way that made you feel smarter rather than stupider after the conversation. The pastor who answered a real question without dodging it and without making you feel ashamed for having asked. The friend who walked you through something they had just figured out in a way that let you figure it out alongside them. That is catechetical voice. It is not a special talent. It is a posture, and a posture is something you can practice. And this assignment is the first place you practice it. You're not being asked to arrive at a finished catechetical voice in this assignment. You are being asked to start. A first synthesis paper that is uncertain or uneven is the right shape for a first synthesis paper. The instructor will read the unevenness as evidence of where you are in your formation, not as a deficiency. The voice that emerges in course 6 will be the voice that started here and was refined through 5 more courses. What matters at this stage is that you begin in earnest with awareness of what you are beginning, what you are going to do. Take the three scenarios you picked from subjects 1, 2, and 3. You already chose them. You already wrote about them. You already recorded videos on each one. You already answered 3 challenge questions about each one. The three scenarios are now the first 3 pieces of your working catechetical repertoire. They are yours. You have lived inside each one long enough to own it. Write how you would explain them to another believer, not 3 separate explanations. One explanation that uses these 3 scenarios as its substance. The believer you are imagining is real, or could be real. They are sitting across from you. They know roughly what Christianity is, but they have not been taught the way you have just been taught. They are interested. They have questions. They want to understand. You have a limited amount of their time and their attention. You are going to use it to help them see what you have come to see. The paper is approximately 1,500 words, the same length as your 3 subject papers, deliberately. You cannot pad and you cannot rush. You have to compress what you understand into a form that fits this length, which is the discipline that distinguishes the catechist from the lecturer. A lecturer can take an hour. A catechist often gets 15 minutes. The compression is the art. You will not be allowed to recapitulate the 3 subject papers. The instructor has already read them. The instructor knows what your three scenarios were. The instructor knows what cross-reference work you did and what principles you named. Re-narrating the three scenarios in a fourth paper is not the assignment, regardless of how well-written the re-narration would be. The assignment is to use the three scenarios as the substance of a new piece of writing that does something the three subject papers could not do. Speak in the voice of a catechist to a believer who needs to understand in the form a real conversation would take. The structure of the paper is yours to find. There is no required three-part division. There is no template. There's no diagram that tells you what to put in which section. The constraints are the audience, a believer who wants to understand, the voice, catechetical, as described above, the substance, your three scenarios, used as the material the explanation is built from, and the length, approximately 1,500 words. Within those constraints, you write what serves the believer in front of you.
Yeah.
If you find yourself wanting a starting point because the freedom feels paralyzing, here are some questions you can ask yourself while you write. They are not a structure. They are quality checks. Am I writing as if I am explaining this to another believer? Or am I writing as if I am writing a paper? If you are writing as if you are writing a paper, stop. Picture the believer. Picture them sitting across from you. Picture them asking you the question that led to this conversation. Write the answer to them, not the answer to your instructor. Are the words I am using the words I would actually use in a conversation? Or are they words I picked up from the textbook and have not yet made my own? If you are using a word that you would not use out loud with a friend, either replace it with a word you would use, or take a moment in the writing to give the catechumen the word by explaining what it carries. If my reader stops me at any point in this paper and asks, "Wait, what does that mean?" Can I answer them in the next sentence? Or have I used a term I would not be able to unpack? If you cannot unpack it, do not use it. If you can unpack it before they have to ask. Where would my reader naturally have a follow-up question? Am I anticipating their follow-up, or am I leaving it hanging in the hope they will not notice? A good catechist anticipates the next question and addresses it before it is asked, not by exhaustively covering everything, but by reading the listener and offering what the listener needs. Am I helping this person see what I have come to see, or am I demonstrating that I have come to see it? The first is catechesis. The second is performance. They sound similar on the page until you read your own writing carefully, and then they sound very different. These questions are tools. Use them while you write. Use them again when you read what you have written. They will not give you the structure of the paper, but they will tell you whether the writing is doing what catechesis is supposed to do. The video. A recorded video of up to 20 minutes. You present the substance of your paper on camera, in your own voice, looking into the camera. You may use brief notes. You may not read from a script. This video is different from the first three videos in one specific way. The first three videos asked you to present the substance of one cross-reference scenario in the voice of a student who was working through it. This video asks you to speak in catechetical voice, on camera, to an imagined catechumen. You are not presenting to your instructor. You are presenting as if your instructor is the catechumen. You are explaining your three scenarios the way you would explain them to a real believer who came to you with a real question. In the real time, you would have to explain them. This is the most demanding video of the course because the demand is not just substantive, it is performative. You are not just demonstrating that you understand the material. You are demonstrating that you can teach it in real time, on camera, to a person who needs to understand. The 20 minutes is the canvas. Use them. The catechist, who can hold a believer's attention for 20 minutes about the architecture of their salvation, is a catechist who can do the work the early church understood as catechesis. Your face must be visible throughout. The recording quality does not need to be professional, but must be clear enough that your instructor can see you and hear you. Phone, webcam, tablet, all are acceptable. A practical note: consider recording this video twice. The first time, treat it as a rehearsal. Do not show it to anyone. Watch it yourself carefully, looking for the places where you slipped out of catechetical voice and back into student voice. The places where you used a term you would not unpack in conversation. The places where the energy went out of your delivery. Then record it again with what the rehearsal taught you. This is not required. But the catechist who rehearses is the catechist who eventually does not need to. The challenge response. After your instructor has reviewed your paper and your video, you will receive 3 challenge questions. The challenge response for the synthesis is calibrated differently from the first 3. The instructor is no longer playing the role of a teacher checking your work. The instructor is playing the role of the believer on the other side of the table. The 3 challenge questions will be 3 questions a real believer might ask after hearing your explanation. Follow-up questions. Clarification requests. The, wait, what about? Questions that a thoughtful catechumen would offer when something in your explanation almost made sense but did not quite land. They will not be hostile, and they will not be trying to trip you up. They will be the questions a real listener would actually have. You respond on camera, in catechetical voice, the way a working catechist would respond to a real listener. Not by re-arguing the academic case, not by retreating to the textbook, by continuing the conversation. The follow-up question is itself an opportunity to deepen the catechumen's understanding, and the catechist's job is to take the question seriously, find what is behind it, and offer an answer that moves the conversation forward. Between 5 and 15 minutes total for all 3 responses. Same format as the first video. On camera, notes permitted, no script. The instructor is reading you for whether you can sustain catechetical voice when the conversation moves into territory. You did not script in advance, which is the test. No academic paper can administer, and no rehearsed presentation can fake. How this will be evaluated. This assignment is graded pass/does not yet pass. The synthesis is evaluated against the same 6 dimensions as the first 3 assignments, plus a 7th dimension that is specific to this assignment, and is the most important of the 7 for this paper. Dimension 1, accuracy of the cross-reference work carried forward from your 3 subject papers. The legal principles you named in the 3 subject papers are now the substance of your synthesis paper, and you are responsible for representing them accurately when you use them. You do not need to re-explain the cross-reference work. You need to use the principles correctly when they appear in your explanation. Dimension 2, specificity of engagement with the original languages carried forward. The original language vocabulary is part of what makes the cross-reference work do what it does, and a catechetical explanation does not erase the vocabulary. It introduces the vocabulary in a form the catechumen can hold. The instructor is looking for whether you give the catechumen the technical words with the right weight, not whether you avoid them. Dimension 3, honest disclosure of what you were told, carried forward in spirit, though not in the same form as the first 3 papers. The synthesis paper does not require a part 1 in which you disclose your inheritance, but the catechetical voice you are developing has to remain honest about where you started and what changed for you, because the catechumen on the other side of the conversation needs to know that you were once where they are. A catechetical voice that pretends to have always known what it now knows is a voice the catechumen will not trust. The instructor is looking for whether your honesty about your own formation is still present in the synthesis paper, even if it is not in a labeled section. Dimension 4, command of the material on camera carried forward. Same standard. The video must be in your own voice, with brief notes, no script. Dimension 5, independent voice carried forward, but with a sharpened test. In the first 3 papers, independent voice meant the writing sounded like you rather than like the textbook. In the synthesis paper, independent voice means the writing sounds like a catechist who has begun to develop their own way of teaching rather than like a student stitching together 3 subject papers. The instructor is reading for whether the synthesis paper has a posture of its own, a way of moving from one piece of material to the next that belongs to the writer. Dimension 6, applied thinking in the challenge response, carried forward, but with the same recalibration as the challenge response itself. The instructor is looking for whether you can sustain catechetical voice when the questions probe places you did not script, not whether you can extend the cross-reference work to new passages. The test is whether you can continue the conversation when the catechumen asks the next question. Dimension 7, the emergence of catechetical voice. This is the dimension that distinguishes the synthesis paper from the first three papers, and it is the most important dimension on this assignment. The instructor is reading the synthesis paper, not for whether you articulated the architecture correctly, but for whether you began to speak in catechetical voice, whether the writing sounds like a person explaining something to another person, whether the three scenarios are being used as the substance of an explanation rather than being recapitulated as topics, whether you are starting to find your own way of moving from one piece of material to the next, whether the voice on the page is one the instructor can plausibly imagine sitting across from a confused believer and helping them. A first synthesis paper that does this clumsily is doing the assignment. A first synthesis paper that does this skillfully is exceptional. A first synthesis paper that reverts to academic summarization of the three subject papers is not doing the assignment, regardless of how well written it is, because the voice the assignment is calling for is not present. A student passes when the body of work passes on all seven dimensions. A student does not yet pass when one or more dimensions show a deficiency significant enough to indicate that catechetical voice has not yet begun to emerge. The seventh dimension carries particular weight because it is the dimension that names what this assignment is for. A paper that does the first six dimensions well, but fails the seventh, has produced a fourth subject paper rather than a synthesis. A paper that does the seventh dimension well, even with some unevenness in the first six, has done the assignment. A student who does not yet pass receives written feedback identifying which dimensions need strengthening and is invited to resubmit. The college's interest is in your formation, not in gatekeeping. There is no limit on the number of resubmissions. A student who arrives at genuine catechetical voice after three attempts has passed, and the number of attempts is not recorded in the evaluation. A closing word. You are about to do something for the first time. You are about to write as a catechist rather than as a student. The first three assignments were practice for this one. The work you did on your three scenarios is the material the catechist in you will speak from. The role is the role the early church recognized as essential to the formation of new believers, and you are stepping into it. You will not feel ready. That is the right feeling. Catechists in the early church spent years being formed and never stopped feeling that there was more to learn and more to become. The feeling of unreadiness is not evidence that you should not begin. It is evidence that you have understood what you are about to begin. Begin. When you have finished this assignment and received your passing evaluation, you will have completed course one of the Master of Christian Catechesis. Five more courses follow. Each one will deepen one or more dimensions of the catechist's role. The voice you start developing here will mature through those five courses, and by the end of the program, it will be a voice you trust and that other believers can trust. The Didache is almost 2,000 years old. It was the beginning of a profession that changed the world. That profession is being restored, and you are part of the restoration. Welcome to the work.